Did Frankie get his MRI?
Yeah, he got his MRI. We just haven't had the doctors read the results yet. So that'll happen probably just prior to game time. So we'll have more information tomorrow. So we'll have something to talk about in less than 12 hours after the game. Yeah, it's a good step in the right direction. He hasn't had any setbacks in his throwing program, so his progression continues forward. And haven't spoken to him yet today, but yeah, there was a flat ground today for him, which is a good sign.
Is that his first one?
Yeah.
When it comes to some of these guys, especially like Honey hasn't had a chance to really show off his stuff yet, do they ever like talk to you about, hey, when you went through an injury somewhat similar and having to just deal with it, maybe the psyche aspect of it?
Yeah, I think these guys, I think we do a good job of trying to keep them, obviously, in our environment while we're at home. Anytime you're on an extended injured list, I think it does become somewhat frustrating for those guys to deal with. They obviously want to feel that they're contributing, but aren't able to in that matter, in a physical manner on the field. But they bring in the clubhouse, and I think what the guys do for them in terms of just their spirits and continuing to encourage them to progress, make progress, I think it's all helpful.
Cole, I meant to ask you about the pitcher, but Cole, when he's walking off the mound, is pretty fired up after the eighth inning, and then you mentioned wanting to go all the way. Based on the way he pitches, pitching to contact, is he a guy think at some point has a chance to
win
the game?
Yeah, absolutely. And, circumstances have been a little bit different. He may have been given that opportunity. And you always want pitchers to want the ball. So for Cole to come off and say, hey, I want to finish it, I have no problem with that. That's the competitor in him. I think our whole staff has that, from Blackburn to Frankie to Cab. Those guys want the baseball. They want to be out there as long as possible. And unfortunately, it doesn't necessarily come down to them making the decision. It's basically a decision that's made at the time for us as a team. What I feel like we have the best chance to win. So.
Anything with Pride you guys talked about?
Yeah, Jonah swung today, so that's also encouraging. I haven't had a chance to speak to him, but he's started a swinging progression, so another step in the right direction for Jonah.
He would have to do, like, the key and everything?
Yeah, for sure. He's going to definitely have to hit in the cage a little bit further, a little bit more aggressive, and then continue to progress through batting practice, and then we'll look to the direction for him.
Not sure if I was being too observant, but I saw luggage at Bride's locker. Did that mean anything?
I'm not sure if he's traveling somewhere or vacationing or I don't know what the luggage is.
Is there any update on Danny? I know through yesterday.
Yeah, I haven't spoken to Nick yet about how it went for Danny. I did read the report in terms of there wasn't anything negative. I think we'll continue with Danny going forward on this throwing program.
Chad Pinder has his 500th game coming up. Tony just had his this season. Do you remember some of your big milestones?
Actually, I don't, to be honest. The one that stands out for me was my 350th double. Came during a cycle that I'd hit in Atlanta. So it just coincided by chance that was it. In terms of games played, I don't vividly remember them, though. Maybe it's just because it was 17 years and I don't know how many games I played, but it had to be somewhere close to 2,000, right? Somewhere like
that. After the game last night, the fireworks, I don't know, you probably saw this, but there were people wounded by bullet fragments.
Yeah.
Is that alarming at all to have that happen on the field inside the stadium?
I think if it wasn't 4th of July, it would be more alarming. I think, anytime during 4th of July, and I can remember this growing up, it's never safe, but people do tend to do things that aren't in the ordinary, and that's firing weapons in the air in terms of celebration. It's really unfortunate that we had that happen here in the Coliseum and there were people injured. I know we've reached out to those people, and we've also released a statement as to the details of it, but it was not inside the stadium. From a safety standpoint, you know, I think the Coliseum's a safe environment. Just unfortunate that on a holiday with the fireworks show, people were injured.
Alrighty. Thanks, Cubs.
One of the great pleasures of managing a major.
Thank you, Casey, for baseball.